So that it's not just about just saving the live ones. I feel desperately sorry for my rescue crewmen because they're all volunteers, young people that give me 40 hours of their month to come and save people's lives. And more often than not, we're picking up dead bodies. And I see those dead eyes coming up the wire with their arms wrapped around them, and it's a dead person. And it's horrendous. I've seen stuff, as you can appreciate, in the Marines, 28 years, I've seen stuff that is not pleasant, but I'm not anaesthetised to it, but, you know, I've dealt with death before. These kids, they want to save lives, not pick up dead bodies. Biggest success to date was a Vietnamese guy up at Avoca, got washed off, and he had all the right stuff. He had the cleats on, he had the Dayglo vests on, he had his life jacket, and was in the water for 45 minutes. Before we got up to him and we winched him out. He has since come to the base and met the crew, and it was a huge morale boost for everyone that we'd actually picked up a live one, because the only live people we ever pick up when it's a waterborne fishing incident is if they were in a life jacket.
The fatality rate is as appalling as it is preventable. Rumours abound that popular fishing spots will become regulated and possibly close. Other less drastic steps aim to reduce the rate by 100%. The New South Wales Department of Primary Industries funds awareness and education programs they hope will save lives.
Simple things: shoes, life jacket, rope and a float or something that floats. Check the weather. Be familiar with your rock fishing spot. Today out here is really calm, and this might be the only fishing spot you've got. Next week could be 2 metres of sea. Have you got alternative spots? You don't necessarily need to go home if it's really rough, as long as you've got an alternative spot.
Secretary of the New South Wales Recreational Fishing Alliance, Stan Constantaris, hosts rock fishing workshops and offers sage advice to an attentive and appreciative audience.
The risk is when you fish alone and you fall in and you've got your life jacket on and you're waiting to be rescued, if no one knows what time you're coming home. The Catherine Hill Bay incident, the Chinese that drowned up there, the alarm wasn't raised for, we think, at least 11 hours. The rangers up there were not alerted till 1 o'clock the next day. So it is quite important that you tell people what you're doing. You know, even without a life jacket out there, you could float around there for an hour or two. But 10, 11 hours really is too long.
TV fishing show host Andrew Eddingshausen is the face of a multimedia campaign that identifies the dangers and offers a range of measures that can be taken to avoid becoming another statistic.
G'day, I'm ET. Rock fishing is one of my big loves.
With 70% of rock fishing deaths involving victims of Asian origin, Asian communities are targeted in a strategy that includes free rock cleats and life jackets, emergency simulations, and instructional DVDs in several languages.
Whatever you wear, you've got to say to yourself, can I swim or stay afloat in these clothes if I fall into the water?
편안한 상의와 반바지 그리고 안전화를 착용하시기 바랍니다.
In any language, the message is clear.
Choose your location carefully. Observe first, fish later. Know your tides and weather. Wear the right gear. Use a life jacket if you can. Carry a rope and float. And keep your mobile on you.
Rocks, please.
Despite the best efforts of groups like the Recreational Fishing Alliance, accidents will always happen. But when they do, Stan has faith in people like Tony Wood and his helicopter crew, especially if anglers can put in an ounce of prevention before they step onto the deadly rocks.
If you fall in, swim away from the rocks. Coming in close to the rocks will put you in danger. A wave hitting a rock like that and you're trying to get up and down is no good. The rescue services can't get in close to the rocks. The guys in the helicopters can't get into the wash zone. The guys in the rubber duckies or the jet skis from Surf Life Saving can't get into that wash zone. The best thing is to swim out and just wait to be rescued. But you have to be able to swim. Most instances, within an hour or two of raising the alarm, a helicopter, police rescue, Surf Life Saving, they will come out and get you. Put a life jacket on, like I said, you could float out there for a week. Well, there's not many sharks out here. That's the least of your problems. Someone will find out that you're missing, and they will come and get you. If you cannot swim and you fell off these rocks today, you will drown.
For more information about safe rock fishing, visit rfansw.com.au. To find out how you can support helicopter rescue in New South Wales, go to lifesaver.org.au.